Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Margo with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails Constitution of India as the guiding light of the nation that has stood the test of time. In his Mann Ki Baat program, Mr. Modi urged people to embrace the spirit of unity and annihilate division and hatred in society while participating in Mahakumbh next month. Prime Minister expresses satisfaction over WHO reporting 80% reduction in malaria cases and deaths in India between 2015 and 2023, says Ayushman Bharat Yojana has led to timely treatment of 90% of cancer patients in the country. At least 124 persons killed in an air crash at Muan International Airport in South Korea. Minimum temperatures in northwest India likely to drop by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius during next 2 days. Srinagar-Jammu National Highway reopened for traffic. And India's Koneru Hampi becomes rapid world chess champion for the second time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the Constitution is the guiding light of the nation and stated that it is a matter of great honour that the Indian Constitution is completing 75 years on 26 January next year. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said the Constitution has stood the test of time in every sense of the term. He mentioned that a special website, constitution75.com, has been created to connect citizens with the legacy of the Constitution.
देश के नागरिकों को संविधान की विरासत से जोड़ने के लिए constitution75.com नाम से एक खास वेबसाइट भी बनाई गई है. इसमें आप संविधान की प्रस्तावना पढ़कर अपना वीडियो अपलोड कर सकते हैं. अलग-अलग भाषाओं में संविधान पढ़ सकते हैं. संविधान के बारे में प्रश्न भी पूछ सकते हैं.
The Mahakumbh is going to be held in Prayagraj from the 13th of January. The Prime Minister highlighted that mammoth preparations are going on at the banks of Sangam in Prayagraj. He shared that he went to Prayagraj a few days ago and viewed the entire Kumbh area from a helicopter. The Prime Minister exuded pride that the speciality of Mahakumbh is not only in its vastness but also in its diversity. He stated that Kumbh is also the Mahakumbh of unity. Mr. Modi urged people to embrace the spirit of unity while participating in the Mahakumbh. He also called upon them to pledge to annihilate the feelings of division and hatred in the society.
मैं आप सब से कहूंगा, जब हम कुंभ में शामिल हो, तो एकता के इस संकल्प को अपने साथ लेकर वापस आएं. हम समाज में विभाजन और विद्वेष के भाव को नष्ट करने का संकल्प भी लें. अगर कम शब्दों में मुझे कहना है, तो मैं कहूंगा, महाकुंभ का संदेश एक हो पूरा देश. महाकुंभ का संदेश एक हो पूरा देश. और अगर दूसरे तरीके से कहना है, तो मैं कहूंगा, गंगा की अविरल धारा न बटे समाज हमारा.
The Prime Minister highlighted that this time in Prayagraj, devotees from the country and the world will also be witness to the digital Mahakumbh. Touching upon the topic of animation, Mr. Modi was pleased to note that Krish, Trish and Balti Boy, KTB, is a super hit animation series among children. The Prime Minister elaborated that these three animation characters tell people about the heroes and brave hearts associated with the Indian freedom struggle who are not discussed much. Recently, its second season was launched at the International Film Festival of India in Goa. Mr. Modi added that this series is broadcast not only in many Indian languages but also in foreign languages. Akashvani will broadcast the KTB series every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. It can be watched on Doordarshan as well as other OTT platforms. Prime Minister Modi said that the popularity of Indian animation films, regular films and TV serials shows how much potential India's creative industry has. He congratulated the film and entertainment industry for strengthening the sentiment of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat.
Hamari animation filmon ki, regular filmon ki, TV serials ki popularity dikhati hai कि भारत की क्रिएटिव इंडस्ट्री में कितनी क्षमता है. यह इंडस्ट्री न सिर्फ देश की प्रगति में बड़ा योगदान दे रही है, बल्कि हमारी इकोनॉमी को भी नई ऊंचाइयों पर ले जा रही है। मैं अपनी फिल्म और एंटरटेनमेंट इंडस्ट्री को इसलिए भी बधाई देता हूं क्योंकि उसने एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत के भाव को सशक्त किया है।
In 2024, the nation is celebrating the 100th birth anniversary of many great personalities of the film world. The Prime Minister emphasized that these personalities have accorded recognition to Indian cinema at the world level. He said that Raj Kapoor introduced the world to the soft power of India through films, while Muhammad Rafi's voice had that magic which touched every heart. Mr. Modi said, Akineni Nageshwar Rao has taken Telugu cinema to new heights and Tapan Sinha's films gave a new vision to the society. Mr. Modi highlighted two big achievements of India in the field of health. He said the first achievement has been in the fight against malaria. The Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that the World Health Organization report mentions that there has been an 80% reduction in India in the number of malaria cases and deaths due to it between 2015 and 2023. The Prime Minister also shared a study of the world-renowned medical journal Lancet, which has found that the chances of starting cancer treatment on time in India have increased a lot. He elaborated that timely treatment means starting the treatment of a cancer patient within 30 days, and the Ayushman Bharat Yojana has played a big role in this. Because of this scheme, 90% of cancer patients have been able to start their treatment on time. Mr. Modi shared that a unique Olympic has started in Bastar called Bastar Olympics. He expressed happiness that this is taking place in a region which was once a witness to Maoist violence.
पहली बार हुए बस्तर ओलंपिक से बस्तर में एक नई क्रांति जन्म ले रही है। यह उस क्षेत्र में हो रहा है जो कभी माओवादी हिंसा का गवाह रहा है। बस्तर ओलंपिक का शुभंकर है वन भैंसा और पहाड़ी मैना। इसमें बस्तर की समृद्ध संस्कृति की झलक दिखती है। बस्तर ओलंपिक केवल एक खेल आयोजन नहीं है, यह ऐसा मंच है जहां विकास और खेल का संगम हो रहा है।
Prime Minister Modi mentioned that the radiance of Indian culture is spreading to every nook and corner of the world today. He spoke about students from Egypt who made paintings of Indian gods and goddesses, dance forms and great personalities. The Prime Minister spoke about the Ayurveda consultation being offered by Erika Huber at the Indian Embassy in Paraguay. He said that a large number of local people are reaching out to her to get Ayurveda-based advice. Mr. Modi also expressed pride that a Tamil teaching program has been started in Fiji with the support of the Indian government.
Duniya ki sabse prachin bhasha Tamil hai. Duniya bhar ke deshon mein ise sikhne walon ki sankhya lagatar badh rahi hai. Pichle mahine ke aakhir mein Fiji mein भारत सरकार के सहयोग से तमिल टीचिंग प्रोग्राम शुरू हुआ। बीते 80 वर्षों में यह पहला अवसर है जब फिजी में तमिल के ट्रेन टीचर्स इस भाषा को सिखा रहे हैं।
Mr. Modi said that 2025 is knocking at the door and extended best wishes to everyone. He exuded pride that India will touch new heights in the coming year. He urged listeners to keep sharing the unique efforts around them with hashtag Mann Ki Baat. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In the South Korea plane crash, all except two are presumed dead on Jeju Air flight carrying 181 passengers on board from Bangkok to Muan International Airport around 290 kilometers south of Seoul. The disaster struck when the airplane Boeing 737-800 flight was landing at Muan International Airport early in the morning. According to official sources, at least 124 people have been confirmed dead so far. Two of the six crew members were pulled alive from the crash site. The rescue operation is going on. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a warning for cold wave conditions in northern India beginning today. In its forecast, the IMD has stated that minimum temperatures are likely to fall by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 2 days due to a western disturbance. In Jammu and Kashmir, the 270-kilometer-long Srinagar-Jammu National Highway was reopened for vehicular traffic today. The highway remained closed for 2 days since Friday following inclement weather and heavy snowfall in the Kashmir region. A traffic official said that the passenger vehicles have been permitted to ply on the highway from both directions. In Himachal Pradesh, after 2 days of heavy snowfall and rain, the weather remained clear today. Despite the clear weather, the cold wave continues and the meteorological department has issued a cold wave alert for the next 4 days. In the inaugural match of the Hockey India League HIL played at Rourkela last night, Delhi SG Pipers beat Gonasika 4-2 in a shootout after the match ended 2-2 at the end of the regulation time. Our correspondent has filed a report.
After 7 years, Hockey India League with its sixth edition got off to a start with opening ceremony at Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela on Saturday. The ceremony started with paying tribute to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh on his demise. League is more notable as it includes men's and women's leagues for the very first time. Jewel Oram, Minister of Tribal Affairs, declares,
"With immense pride and excitement, I declare the Hockey India League 2024 and 25 officially open."
Opening ceremony concluded with best wishes for all the teams. Team Gonasika and Team Delhi SG Pipers locked their horns in first match of the league. Early penalty corner goal stalked in by Argentina's Thomas Domain shot SG Pipers into lead in 5th minute.
Pehle castle pe ball gayi hai aur pehla goal 2024 mein.
Today, match between Hyderabad Tufans and Sarachi Rar Bengal Tigers will be played at 6 p.m. and Surma Hockey Club versus Tamil Nadu Dragons will be played at 8:15 at Birsa Munda Stadium, Rourkela. Daily report on Hockey India League 2024-25 will be broadcast on Akashwani. This is Pratishtha Jain for Akashwani News.
Continuing with sports, in chess, India's Konedu Hampi won her second women's title, beating Indonesia's Irene Sukandar in the final round of World Rapid Championship held in New York last night. Hampi finished the tournament with 8.5 points from 11 rounds to secure her victory. The top-ranked Indian is only the second player after China's Zhu Wenjun to clinch the title more than once. Indian chess grandmaster Hampi previously won the Rapid Championship in 2019 at Georgia. In the men's category, Russia's Volodar Murzin, aged 18, claimed the championship. Murzin's victory places him as the second youngest FIDE World Rapid Champion behind Nodirbek Abdusatarov, who won it at age 17. Moving on to cricket, an unbeaten partnership of 55 runs between Scott Boland and Nathan Lyon helped Australia to reach 228 for 9 in the second innings, stretching their lead to 333 runs against India at stumps on the fourth day of the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne. Pacer Jasprit Bumrah claimed 4 wickets and notably achieved a significant milestone by dismissing Travis Head and Mitchell Marsh in the same over, completing 200 test wickets for India. Mohammad Siraj bagged 3 wickets. The 5-match series is currently tied at 1-all. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails Constitution of India as the guiding light of the nation that has stood the test of time. In his Mann Ki Baat program, Mr. Modi urged people to embrace the spirit of unity and annihilate division and hatred in society while participating in Mahakumbh next month. Prime Minister expresses satisfaction over WHO reporting 80% reduction in malaria cases and deaths in India between 2015 and 2023. Says Ayushman Bharat Yojana has led to timely treatment of 90% of cancer patients in the country. At least 124 persons killed in an air crash at Muan International Airport in South Korea. Minimum temperatures in northwest India likely to drop by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius during the next 2 days. Srinagar-Jammu National Highway reopened for traffic. And India's Konedu Hampi becomes Rapid World Chess Champion for the second time. And with that, we end the midday news.